Last holiday season, my wife and I were in Tokyo, Japan, and the traffic was a mess. Rather than take the train to a hotel, we thought we could save some time and go by taxi. It was a bad decision. The traffic literally crawled along. We would move for 10 feet or so and then stop for 5 or 10 minutes, just inching along. Now, we've been in that city quite a few times over the years, but traffic was never like this. Always bad, but not this bad. So I finally asked the cab driver why there was such a horrendous traffic jam. He smiled and said, "It's the Christmas rush. Thousands of delivery trucks were out taking Christmas presents to the people all over the city. And these trucks would simply stop in the street when they got to their destination because there was no place to park. They blocked traffic for everyone. Christmas," he said, "is one of the most celebrated holidays in our country." Later, I thought about what he said. Did that mean that these Asians have begun to honor and worship Jesus Christ? No, Christ had very little to do with it. It was simply a nice time to give gifts to people that you like. It's good for business. It makes a happy, festive occasion. Now, if that's why Jesus Christ came, he could have done it much easier without going to the cross. He didn't come just to create a happy holiday. You know that, and I know it. The Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was given by His loving Father to a world lost in sin and spiritual darkness that we might have everlasting life in Him. But that Asian culture hadn't caught it. And friend, our culture is losing it. While America grew out of deep religious roots, a conservative estimate is that some 60% of our population today is unchurched. In some areas, Christians have even had to defend the use of manger scenes and sacred carols for the celebration of Christ's birthday. That seems almost preposterous. But let's start where we are. Why not resolve right now that this coming year, someone in your family, someone in your neighborhood, someone where you work, will hear the truth of why Jesus came. The message is simple. God gives eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's tell it. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.